Hello.
Hey. Okay, so what I was saying is, so the first thing that you do when you do the verification is you send off to Google and you say, hey, we want to verify North Mud and Painting. You send the documents. Then Google comes back and says, do a video or do phone verification. You guys are already through the second step if they've already done the video. You don't just start with the video. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you guys are already through the second step, and if that step is done correctly, then if she did it last week, then I would say you would know by Monday whether or not it's been done correctly.
So you're saying, so he came out and did the video. I was here when Bell took the video.
Mm-hmm.
Bell did the video. Now, mm-hmm. What do they do? When he gets the video, he sends that off to somebody?
Yes, he uploads that to Google. There's a special link that he had to have uploaded it to for the verification. Yes.
If we're missing one of these steps on any point in time, you'll take care of this for us, right?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So you're saying wait until Monday and we sign with you Monday, right?
That's what I say. I would say that's if I can call you Monday morning and we can say, you know, by then you'll have gotten to talk with Bill and Star and say, okay, do we have the Google verification? Has it been completed? If it hasn't been completed by Monday, then we'll start the process because it means that theirs has been rejected. It never takes more than, you know, 2 weeks to get that back and figure it out.
Yeah, it was earlier this week. What is today? Friday?
It was last week, wasn't it?
Man, I can't remember. I got to call him.
It's usually pretty quick. I'm telling you, it's usually pretty quick. When you send it off to them, they let you know pretty quickly. So you should be finding out here in the next day or so. And yes, they do work on the weekend.
If we pay you on Monday, if we're missing any of these steps, you'll take care of this for us, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to do it all over is what's going to have to happen. We have to start from scratch. We can't come in to... Yeah, we can't... We got to start from scratch. So yes, we're going to get it done correctly.
Yeah. What would happen, Coop and Amy? You know, if Bill would have been here today. We could have consulted this right now. Would have been done.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wait. We're going to wait till Monday right now because the information you gave us is true and correct. Actually, we've heard more from you than we've heard from. I talked like four people during the whole deal here, and you spent an hour with us talking to us.
Yeah.
But that's what we have to do. We're going to talk to these people. I'm going to find out what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to call us Monday morning, and we're going to sign with you. We have to sign with you no matter what happens here, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
No matter
just saying this because if you start today, then your payment reoccurs on the 15th of every month. I really want to wait and see if it worked. I'm praying that it did. I mean, if it did work, it's going to cut down on the amount of time that it's going to take to get this up and running for you guys and get the calls coming in. So if we just wait two more days through the weekend, then that's also going to give you additional 2 days on your payment. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I do. I appreciate it.
That's the situation you guys are in.
Is there like a?
I want to be mindful of that.
Is there a lower plan, Amy?
There is,
you know,
but I'm not going to offer it to you. I'm not offering it to you.
We're not getting it. Okay.
The reason why is because the lower plan is going to take for sure 30 to 45 days, and it's only going to give you about a 10-mile radius, and it's not going to get you guys the results that you're looking for. It's a difference of $50.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
I
understand. And I'm super honest about it. Like I said, I shoot directly from the hip. I don't BS my clients. I let you guys know exactly what's best for you, in my opinion. And I have literally turned people down that say, well, I want that smaller program. Well, you know what? I'm not giving you that smaller program because it's not going to work for you. It's not going to show you what you need in the time frame that you need it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Amy, that's the plan then.
Okay, what time on Monday?
What time are you going to call me Monday?
It's up to you. I'm in the office at 7.
Oh, early bird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on Monday.
Linda knows what's up.
That's right.
That's right. She knows what's going on. All right, I'll call you guys at 8. I look forward to talking with you then. And in the meantime, I want you to talk with Bill and Star and ask, you know, is the verification completed? Did we get the Google business profile set up? And also make sure you get the login credentials for that as well as for your website, okay? Those are things that you as the business owner should have no matter what. Another thing is this,
okay,
is you guys as the business owner, understand me, never let anybody be the owner of that. You guys are the owner. You only allow people to manage it. You would only allow us to manage it. We would never be the owner of
that's
it.
Right.
Okay?
And she did say that. She says when she's done with it, she's going to hand it. She already said it. She's going to hand everything over me.
Good.
And it's all you. I said they run the program.
Good.
Okay?
I love that then. Okay, good. Good. That's perfect. Oh, and the reason I say that is because, like I said, I work with you guys all the time, and you guys come from other companies, from some of my competitors, from here, from there. And when you guys come over, you're like, oh, so-and-so won't give me, Town Square Media won't give me back my profile because they set it up and they're holding it hostage. We don't do that. We're held to a different standard. That's why I'm telling you what the rules are so you guys know up front that this is legit. You know, don't ever let anybody take over ownership of that stuff because they literally can hold it hostage.
We own that.
Good. Yes,
okay,
and you should.
Now, one more time. You want me to ask them, what is it, the four things you said you want me to ask them?
I want you to ask them if the Google verification is complete.
Okay, Google verification.
Okay, because that's what they did the video for.
Okay.
I want you to ask them, do they have the, what are the login credentials for the Google business verification? So it's going to be a username, which is usually like an email address for the company, and then a password.
Okay, so it's the login credentials, right?
Mm-hmm, for the login Google
password,
business profile.
Right? And login password.
Yep, and also login credentials and password for the website.
And login questions for the website.
Yep. That way you guys have those. Those are the things that you guys need as business owners.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right now we don't have that. When you told me yesterday, I said, okay, you got a website. Well, I didn't know that.
You played it off pretty well, though.
Yeah.
I said, you played it off pretty well, though.
Well, I've got a lot of calls. Well, you got a website. Well, hell, you know. Well, the website was being built for 4 weeks. Well, I've never seen it until after I talked to you last night. And my wife got on, well, here's your website.
Well,
okay,
that's pretty
good.
Let me tell you, a lot of times when people will search for the business name, the website won't show up yet. So that's good. That's a good thing that at least I was able to find it. But it also lets you know that I know what I'm doing if I search for your stuff and I'm able to find what there is out there about you guys.
Well, you've given me enough information in an hour and 10 minutes I've been talking to you than I've got from, because I've actually talked about 5 or 6 people and the same thing you're doing. I literally have. And I got some of us was out of control. They were too pushy. I couldn't understand them. You laid down the law. You spoke with us. You let us interact with you. And
you made sense of this.
Okay, you made sense of this.
Thank you.
So, in a layman's term for us, we don't know shit about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can perform the service, but we're not the. Linda's basically going to be taking over the rest of this program here when it comes over from Star.
Okay.
But, you know, and if we can get Star, like you said, because Star wants it out of her hands. You know, she's doing a favor for ex-husband and for us because he's with the partners in the business.
Sure.
And she really won't want to deal with it. She wants to get it done and get it out of her hands. And that's why I was telling Bell last night, hey, I got Amy online here. She's called tomorrow. She's just going to finish it off. Whatever you started. Let's get it out of her hands. She's burned out. She's tired. She's got 3 kids, a single
right.
mom, living with a grandmother. You know,
wow.
Hey, she's done. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Sure.
So why don't we just pass the torch to someone else and then finalize this?
Right, right. Agreed. Yeah, and this is perfect because Linda's been listening to the entire conversation, so she understands
yeah.
everything. She's going to be the one handling it. We're going to put her on as an account user, and we even have a team that can literally walk her through. Our team, we send out videos on how to use the client dashboard, on how to manage this. So it's not like we just set
yeah.
it up and say, hey, good luck, you know. See you guys later. Like, we literally have a team that can walk her through how to make the changes and updates that she needs to make, how to manage and navigate the client dashboard. There's a ton of stuff that you guys are going to be able to do from this once we get it up off the ground.
All right, I got it.
No, thank you very much, Amy.
You're very welcome.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I love taking good care of clients. I love being able to help you guys get stuff started, and you understand that I'm genuine, and I understand that you're genuine, and that's what makes the best relationship.
That's awesome.
I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So I'll talk with you guys Monday at 8. If you have any questions, go ahead and write them down or send them to me in an email or write them down so we could talk about them on Monday. So we have everything there. Any other questions, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to y'all later. Bye now.
Yeah, I'm good.
Bye-bye. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.